your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Hi, this is Joe McPhee. You're listening to 90.3 CKUT.
To start this next set, we've got some music from Chris Davis lined up. A brand new release from her. We're about to hear from Borderland Trio, a third outing, I think, from the trio. But before we get to that, we're going to start off with something from her 2019 released out on Pyroclastic Recordings, Diatom Ribbons. We're going to hear that title track. And as I mentioned, Pyroclastic Recordings, a bunch of new stuff slated to be released. Three new recordings coming out shortly. You may want to check that out, including releases from Mary Halverson and Sylvie Courvoisier. But back to this set and this morning, Diatom Ribbons, opening track to the Pyroclastic release. And it features, of course, Tony Malaby at tenor saxophone, Ches Smith at the vibraphone, Trevor Dunn at electric bass, Val Ginty is at the turntable, Terry Lynn Carrington at the drums, Chris Davis, of course, at the piano. And without any further ado, this is Diatom Ribbons, all right here in Jazzmuck.
Since I was always rather a rebellious student, I decided that instead of playing all those scales, I would make my own scales. And I would make my own conceptions of the vertical, harmonic. Horizontal, which is the linear. And in doing that, began the pleasure principle. Because if you make your scale based on that which pleases your senses, so that it is not a question from that point of discipline, it becomes perhaps an expression of the joy of living. Because one of the things that the cab driver and I got into was the fact that for me, music has saved my life. Because you also, it is something that no matter what kind of unfortunate social situation that you might be in, or whatever kind of rage or frustration, the thing that has always brought me back to understanding that there is another purpose of living is music. And once you get into that, and all of a sudden you see it, it is you send out perhaps the vibrations of the joy, but it also makes your insides feel in a certain way. Thank you. for me, music has saved my life. Saved my life. So that you never play it the same way twice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Loving that record. Chez Smith and We All Break, the album Path of Seven Colors, released on the Pyroclastic recording label earlier this year. That was the title track, and it features Michael Zenon at alto saxophone, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Nick Dunstan, at the bass, Daniel Brevet and fanfare Jean-Guy René at tambours and vocals, along with Marcus Schwartz also at vocals and tambour, and Chez Smith, of course, drums, percussion, vocals, and leading the project We All Break. Prior to that, brand new release just out on the Intact recording label, a duo outing from the reedist Angelica Neisser and the pianist Alexander Hawkins. Soul in Plain View is the name of the new release, and that was A Rhythm Songy. Angela, of course, at the alto saxophone there. Prior to that, brand new release just out from the Nick Fraser Quartet, of course, with Nick at the drums, Tony Malaby at saxophones, Ralph Clutton at the double bass, and Andrew Downing at the cello. New release entitled If There Were No Opposites, and it's about to be released on the Hat Hut Aesthetics recording label. And that was the piece The Bulldog and the Capricorn. Prior to that, the Borderland Trio, Stephen Crump at acoustic bass, Chris Davis at the piano, and Eric McPherson at the tasty drums. That was a long piece entitled An Invitation to Despair from the newly released Wander Sphere recording. Basically, they just were allowed to run loose in the studio and capturing some beautiful, long sonic experiences indeed. Prior to that, Chris Davis, as mentioned, title track to Diatom Ribbons on the Pyroclastic recording label. This is Jazz Muck, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and all around the world at our website, through our website and other vehicles, I guess, www.ckut.ca. Jazz festival season seems to have been delayed a wee bit, but there are a number of things going on this coming month. I mentioned last week a whole bunch of times the FONT, the Festival of New Trumpet Music, taking place online out of New York. Dave Douglas's he started it. A bunch of people involved. That's taking place from the 8th to the 15th, and that all the performances are being streamed live and free. So you'll certainly want to check that out. In a physical kind of way, Guelph Festival is open with performances in parks, a couple in smaller venues. That's happening between the 6th and the 19th in Guelph, Ontario. Of course, Montreal's Slim Down Festival happens between the 15th and the 19th, and L'Off Festival de Jazz has just announced the full lineup, and it is an exciting lineup, and it is all live performances in venues taking place at the end of the month from the 30th of September through till the 9th. A tremendous lineup, actually, all kinds of things to discover. And we'll be talking about that as we approach, certainly. In the interim, some Joe Sullivan and his big band, who will be opening L'Off Festival de Jazz on the 30th of September, coming up pretty soon. Again, check out the website, www.loffestivaldejazz.com. All kinds of great discoveries, and I think you can book now, or soon. Anyway, Joe Sullivan, trumpet, of course, leading his project. And for this piece, let's go. Davey Lang is just driving it at the drums. Till next week, thanks for listening. This is John B., and take good care of yourselves. Bye.
You're listening to Audio Interference, produced by Interference Archive. Interference Archive is a social space, exhibition venue, and OpenStax archive of social movement material. Our work is rooted in the belief that our shared histories should be held in common and accessible to all. The archive is collectively run and volunteer-powered, and we rely on donations to keep us up and running. To support what we do, go to interferencearchive.org and click on Donate. Thanks for listening. The following is a recording of an event that happened in July of 2019. Archive volunteer Colin moderates a conversation with Marnie Brady, Amanda Huron, and Athena Viscusi, founding members of Radio CPR, a pirate radio station in Mount Pleasant, D.C., and Petri Dish of Radio Mutiny and Prometheus Radio Project. For more information about these folks, please see the show notes. This event was organized in conjunction with Resistance Radio, The People's Airwaves, an exhibition at Interference Archive about community and pirate radio and its relationship to social movements that was on view at the archive between July 11th and September 29th, 2019.
All right, so to get started, I thought it'd be good to parse through some of the different terms we use, such as pirate radio, community radio, low power FM, and also hopefully see like a brief history of community and pirate radio over the last 20, 30 years.
Cool. So, you know, it's a big topic, go all over the place. I'm just going to like